Thank you, dear Jesus, for your tender invitation to heal our self-inflicted wounds. Well, dear heart dwellers, I wanted to mention something here before I get into the message. We do open the door for demons to come and oppress us by doing things we shouldn't do. Our conscience always twitches when we do something like that. If you're proud, stubborn, and self-willed like I am, you might try to reason it through. But Lord, this is good, and I need to do this, and it won't take long. I'll be right back. While the Lord is addressing judgment in this message and the role it plays in blocking our healing and forward motion, I also know that doing something we know he has talked to us about before and does not like can also open the door for oppression. It becomes the sin of pride and self-will, and that never has good fruit. I had a beautiful time in worship tonight and was very, very close to the Lord. There were several times that he lifted my face to look into my eyes and reassure me that he loves me. I know that he loves me, but I felt a little distance because of my bad behavior. I think we all know what that feels like. We want to do the best. We want to be the best for the Lord. We want to love him with our whole hearts. We don't want our hearts to be watered down with the cares of the world or things that we want. We want only to want him. And when I feel like that, I feel badly. But he was trying to make me feel good. And he had a message for all of us to help us feel better about ourselves. So after communion, I said, Lord, I feel like you want to speak with me. He answered, do you know how often I want to speak with you? I said, all the time? He replied, that's a very good guess, and that's correct. All the time. Even when you're naughty and I have to correct you, especially then, I will love your will into submission for your own good. I will draw you with cords of kindness and cover you with my mercy. I will quell your aching and guilt-ridden soul, forgive you, and raise you back up. These are the things I will do for all my children who go astray. I will not beat you. I will understand and be loving, kind, supportive. No need to run or hide. I'm waiting to heal your transgressions. He continued, you can beat a soul into submission, but that's slavery, and I paid a very high price for your free will. I will not transgress it, but I will coax you into understanding that love conquers all, even your worst faults and habits. Even your compulsions can be conquered. By the way, whatever happened to your appetite for chocolate? Oh, gosh, I haven't thought about chocolate and I can't tell you how long. I answered him, I don't know. He answered, that's what I mean. There is life after chocolate. There is life after every addiction and every compulsion. As long as there is breath in you, my people, there is hope for a new and better life without the bondages you've been fighting against all your lives. Yes, some have evil spirits that are allowed to buffet them, even as Paul did, because of the privilege of understanding the things of God, lest he become puffed up with his knowledge. But most I deliver, and all that is left is free will, without the compulsion or demons directing and influencing. This is the time of year when most make resolutions to change something. I am inviting you into my arms and to pour out your heart, your frustrations, your failures, your disappointment in yourself. I am inviting you to rest your weary head on my shoulder and bring all these things to me that I may assist you in reaching freedom. All I ask of you is that you abstain from judging others, from criticism, from gossip, from exposing the weaknesses of others that you too struggle with. I am not saying condone or ignore evil. I am saying show mercy to your brothers and sisters who struggle against their faults. Cover for them as I cover for you. Why? Because I cannot deliver you without your heart being cleansed of judgment. Judgment opens the door to the demonic. If you're troubled and fighting against habits you hate, begin to help others by encouraging them and covering their faults and praying for them. When you do this, my Father looks in on you and finds great pleasure. When you make a habit of doing this, even the angels look favorably upon you and will run to assist you. Many of you are in bondage to habits that demons have talked you into. You can't resist that. You have to have it. You need it. You can't stay pure. Your body must have an outlet. Enjoy yourself. God'll forgive you. You can't keep silence. You need to tell someone about their character flaw. Notice, I didn't say crime. I said flaw. But you will find that the more charity and mercy you show to others who have faults, the less you will be tempted by the enemy. Why? Because I will protect you, for you have shown mercy and kindness to others. I will protect you from temptation. When you are tempted, I'll provide a way out. The more you do this for others, the more I shall do it for you when you rely on me. This is the secret to overcoming your weaknesses. Many of you today need a fresh start. Life has not been easy. You have not lived up to your own expectations, and you need a fresh start. Come to me. Embrace me. Lay your head upon my shoulder and pour out your heart. I am here for you and waiting. My mercy and power are inexhaustible. My love for you is without end. My heart is to sever the cords of bondage you struggle with. All I need is your consent and the effort not to judge others for their failures. Come to me. I am waiting for you.